Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, research reveals that 8 out of 10 women went on trips for reals and not experiences. Probably even more. The first time I went to the Grand Canyon in May of 2004, there were maybe a couple dozen people there, at the main lookout spot. In 2016, when I went back, there were 500 people. It was also the month of May and most of them had selfie sticks. They just wanted the pictures to make women back home envious, and they were ruining the national park experience because of it. Moving on, this woman is jailed for 30 months for wearing a shirt that says Allah is a lesbian, after people called for her to be raped and stoned. I see the religion of peace lives up to the name. She was probably being put in there for her own protection, and long enough for her hair to grow out so that she comes out somewhat unrecognizable. She was sentenced for causing harm to Islam, though. This happened in Morocco, but it's probably coming soon to the UK, Canada, and Australia as well. Number three, do you agree that the 80s and 90s and early 2000s were the best time to be alive? I do. We had the coolest toys and cartoons, introduction of video games and personal computers. Films were great and the world was at peace after the Soviet Union and communism fell for the most part. We still had the internet, but you had to leave it at home when you went out. Not to mention the music was great with tons of genres. The only thing I didn't like back then were car designs. They were kind of lame. Up next, looks like Haley said the quiet part out loud, when she mentions that if she has sons, they'll be circumcised to take away their sexual pleasure when they grow up. And she wants mothers to stop breastfeeding only boys so that females are empowered more. She says she's a feminist and no boy will be fed through her chesticles. I guess so much for equality. And it's probably women like this that are the reason that Islam is growing so fast. Number 5, landing denied. Here's a bunch of beachgoers pushing a migrant boat back into the sea as it tries to land on a Greek tourist beach. Are we really surprised that they don't want illegal immigrants in their community? It's also insane that they need a D-Day level landing boat or they might die offshore. When did Europeans become this weak to just let anyone in? I remember crossing into the EU back in 2004, and there were guard towers everywhere along the border and troops patrolling. Now nothing but citizens, soldiers, and speedos. Moving on, apparently the White House is in panic mode because of Gavin Newsom's growing popularity. Does anyone really believe that? 12,000 out of 100 registered Democrat voters agree with this statement. Is this really the best the Democrats have right now? If I was an American, I would have voted for Al Gore and hell, even Barack Obama. But the Democrats are no longer the same Democrats while I was growing up. Same goes for the Liberal Party of Canada. They're both enemies of the American and Canadian people. Number 7, this Arizona fire department celebrates the birth of 19 babies to 18 firefighters. One of them definitely had twins, just to win the leaderboard. Now they're mostly men that are just being trapped by their wives. There's even a woman in this photo. Makes me wonder if one of these guys got her pregnant as well. Hopefully they don't all go into maternity leave together and half the county burns down because of it. Up next, Whoopi says she can't afford to retire from The View. Her net worth is $20 million and she gets $6 million a year from The View. So she would be burning through her savings in 3 years if she retired. She doesn't have a money problem. She has a money management issue. If she ends up getting stuck, I hear that Domino's Pizza is looking for a diversity hire and they pay $15 an hour. She's renting a $56 million apartment in New York. That's her real problem. Number 9, Taylor Swift is listed as the 8th best guitarist of the last 20 years. I definitely smell shite. Also, almost any band out there has a better guitar player than her. Also, is it my imagination, or did they actually make her booty look bigger in this photo? Here she is pushing out new songs for her next album. But damn it, at the very least she could have offered us all a courtesy flush. Also, with feet that large, are we also sure she's a female? Moving on, the University of Toronto is keeping a professor who made horrible remarks about the end of Charlie Kirk. but they fired Jordan Peterson for not complying with their woke agenda. Jordan Peterson also has another health issue, and I hope he pulls through. He has chronic inflammatory response syndrome. His immune system can identify and detoxify mold and bacteria in indoor air. Hopefully the outdoor air in Arizona where he currently lives will help him a lot. Number 11, Helen wonders why communicable diseases spread more among gay men than straight ones. Someone tells her because toxic masculinity has screwed us to the point where we can't get anything more than a backpack or a weird side hug. Obviously, gay men are more likely to be DTF, and probably still have lower body counts than many of today's college women. I guess it's the straight men that are the weird ones for not sleeping around. Well, they would do it if they could, if they were chads. I guess everyone is getting busy except low-quality men out there. Up next, this makes me wonder how things are going to escalate in England, as Muslims there are putting Pakistani flags above the English flags. Imagine if someone from England tried doing this in Pakistan. What would happen to that individual? Maybe the English need to do the same thing to this person that would have happened to an English person in Pakistan. After all, how severe could the punishment be? Because Islam, of course, is the religion of peace after all. You just know that this is rapidly happening in the EU. Number 13, this elderly Canadian man falsely claimed he took out Charlie Kirk. This man is a mystery. He was also at 9/11 and the Boston bombing. People started digging into his past and were trying to talk to him about what was going on. And after that, suddenly, there was a whole bunch of child porn that was found on his computer and he was arrested. So no one could ask him any questions. I wouldn't be surprised if they Epstein'd him in jail if he knows too much. Moving on is yet another Charlie Kirk memorial that was defaced, and this time by BLM. I guess someone now needs to paint over that BLM sign. But it's clearly not the same rock. But here's the rock in question, and that one is covered in trans colors. Whoever is doing this won't give grieving people a moment of peace. They want all the attention on their cause, and Kirk is taking their precious, precious attention away. They just can't keep getting away with this. Number 15, Sarah here says that science shows that women need more sleep as they process information 5 times faster than men do. Maybe what they really need is to learn how to relax. But what information are they processing that's so important? Gossip may be rejecting hundreds of men on dating apps, as well as mental gymnastics. Processing information 5 times faster than men means their IQ should be faster than men's as well. Yet they're still stuck in the middle of the bell curve. Why is that? Up next, this woman says she needs a glow up because she can't stand being insulted anymore and wants advice. Someone, presumably a man, tells her to lose weight. Someone responds to him and says that she's perfect and that he should keep his mouth closed if the only thing he has to give advice on is her weight. That woman doesn't want her losing weight because that would mean more competition in the sexual marketplace. Remember that women insult each other with compliments. Number 17, Canada is about to build 4,000 tiny homes with $13 billion. That's $3 million per house. I'm pretty sure that'll eventually balloon up to $4 or $5 million per glorified trailer, all in the taxpayer's dime. Looks like Canada is about to become home to even more trailer park boys. These homes will be for rent and not purchase. They want us to own nothing and be happy. I'm worried that they'll also be trying the new digital ID like the UK has. Moving on, some guy wonders what he's doing wrong if a girl like this is with a guy like this and not him. This kid is probably a rich trust fund baby with generational wealth. Also, she's leaning away and not into him, so she's probably thinking about somebody else anyways. Maybe he's just her brother or a guy she keeps in the friend zone to pay for the tickets. But I know why she's really with him. It's because he's sporting those stylish khakis. Number 9, these 4 vegans from Portland say that veganism is a recipe for a healthy and long life. According to these 4 nutritional psychologists, the idea that you shouldn't be eating meat is pure woke propaganda. When I had surgery, the doctors told me to eat tons of high-quality protein to help me heal. They didn't tell me to eat tons of high-quality vegetables. These 4 look like the epitome of great health. Up next, men are 3 times more likely to commit to a woman and stay committed when she provides them emotional peace. But of course, no one wants to be emotionally terrorized. This is a secret women have never learned as the recipe to keeping a faithful, high-quality man. If they did this, their odds of keeping a chad would be going through the roof. Also, I can't believe it's only 3 times. I would think the odds would be a lot higher. Even I stayed with the woman for 10 years because she gave me peace. The rest I dated didn't. Number 21, someone says, happy 30th birthday, G.I. Joe, which first aired in September of 1985. Actually aired back in 1983, which is now 42 years ago. Man, am I old. And I still remember all those characters. From the left to right, it's Stalker, Scarlet, Duke, Breaker, Gung-Ho, and Steeler. And the plane above them is called the Sky Striker. There, someone fixed it and it's a whole lot better. But people will say it's just the miniseries back in 1983 and not the full season. Moving on, why is the movie theater experience in Asia so much better? First, it looks like they're flying first class. Second, there's no people of enrichment there to make noise and throw popcorn all over the place and spit their gum out on the floor. Western movie theaters are absolutely filthy. That's why they never turn on the lights fully, so you can't see the disaster that they are. Plus, there's a lot less noise because the enrichment crowd isn't talking during the film. Number 23, this woman is clearly the victim after her husband left her after a shocking DNA test, claiming that the kids were not his. So he left her and disappeared. She was heartbroken and devastated and picked up the pieces to raise those kids. This wouldn't happen if DNA tests were required at birth. But feminists will fight teeth and nail to prevent legislation like that from ever passing. Governments will too, because they don't want to pay out welfare money and prefer a cuck pay for the liability instead. Up next, is it true that the average British male ages so terribly that they go from femboy to fatso in the blink of an eye? If this does happen, then the culprit definitely has to be beer. If you don't think that this is true, then may I present to you one of the greatest tragedies in British history. How does the future king go from looking hot at a young age to so homely looking in middle age? He's definitely his father's son. Number 25 and the last one, why did this woman willingly gain 200 pounds and demand money? Looks to me like chubby chasing is big business. No pun intended. She says not to approach her unless it's with money. Am I still allowed to approach her if I bring a box of donuts instead? I don't know when this was taken, and if she did eventually reach 550 pounds as a goal, how much you want to bet that she's dead by now? This is probably her last x-ray as well. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.